You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today, I'm going to sort of wrap up the last show in terms of the impeachment, but I'm only going to spend a few minutes on that. And to summarize, I think there are four issues that will, or four articles of impeachment. One will be concerned with Benghazi. The second will be the IRS scandal. The third will be the lack of enforcement of the immigration laws. And finally, the fourth one could be one of several. One is just the general lack of enforcement of various laws by the president, or the Fast and Furious scandal. And that involved the running of guns from gun stores in the United States to the Mexican cartel, where the instigator of that was the ATF, as well as the U.S. Attorney's Office in Arizona, Phoenix. That scandal is rather old, so I'm still rather iffy on that. But there are a number of other laws that he hasn't enforced. So you're going to have at least three articles of impeachment, as well as the fourth one that could be sort of a grab bag. And that would not be unusual. It's sort of like in other crimes. Now, remember, I don't think you're going to have impeachment until after the 2014 elections, which is the subject of today's show. And the reason I say that, it would be foolish for the Republican Party, even if you can get them to move forward on that, and that's a big question, because I think many in the leadership don't want an impeachment proceeding because they're afraid of being called racist. And we had an example of what happens when Eric Holder today played the race card again, that he thinks there's a certain animus amongst primarily certain Republican politicians. What he really is doing is this. Anytime anyone disagrees with the president, vehemently disagrees with the president, it's all about race. No, it's not. They don't agree with the president's policies. I have a long list. I don't really care what color he is. He could be white, pink, black. I don't care. It's his policies, both economic and foreign policies, that are failing big time and hurting many, many Americans. And that's why I'm going to talk about the election issues. But that is the standard operating procedure, the MO, if you will, of the Democratic Party today. If you disagree with me, you're obviously an extremist and you're a racist. In other words, it's the ad hominem argument. Instead of dealing with the issues brought up and the arguments raised, they attack the person. And that's done all the time on both sides of the aisle, as well as amongst conservatives and liberals or progressives. So it's not an uncommon tactic to do that. But what the Democratic Party is doing, because we have a black president, remember, he's half white, as well as Eric Holder, which I believe he's half white too, is that they play the race card, and they play it often. Whenever they get pushed into a corner, you better believe they will throw that race car. It primarily works with their base, the black voters. But let me give you a secret. The Republican Party knows that 90 to 95% of the black voters voted for Obama and will continue to vote for the Democratic Party. That's not the way it used to be. From the time of Abraham Lincoln until 1964 and the Civil Rights Act, blacks primarily voted for Republicans, something they don't tell you. Because the Democratic Party was the party of slavery, was the party of segregation, it was the party of racist, the Ku Klux Klan, and they controlled the South, and they made sure blacks didn't vote. Something that's really forgotten today. The Democratic Party was the party of racists, yet today they're the same ones that at the drop of a hat will play the race card. Give me a break. And if blacks are fooled by it, that's their problem. Because who is getting hurt the most in terms of jobs in this country? It is the black supporters of Barack Obama. The teenage unemployment rate has been in the 30% range for the entire administration of Barack Obama, over 30%. You see, Barack Obama is for illegal immigration, for opening the borders. Who does that hurt? Oh, yes, it hurts the black voters again. It's about time that the black voters start to wake up. It's about time that they stop voting identities and wise up. They are being played, they're being manipulated, and they are considered suckers. They know their votes are more or less guaranteed to go to the Democratic Party, so they're being ignored. Now, the Hispanics are not being ignored for this simple reason. That's who Obama cares about, and it's clear. This so-called DACA, the deferred action for childhood arrivals, what is it? And this is something he did in June. President Obama did as an executive action in June of 2012. It means if you are the son of a daughter of an illegal alien who should be deported, that's the law, but if you are the son of a daughter of an illegal alien here, you are brought here by your parents or one of your parents, that you won't be deported for a period of 2 years, even though by the current law, both your mother, your father, and you, whoever you are, should be deported. That's the law of the United States, and in any other country, it's in force, except the United States. You see, the American worker, the American citizens, people that were born, raised, educated here, are getting the short end of the stick by the Democratic Party, but also the Republican Party, to the extent that the leadership supports comprehensive immigration reform. Yet by wide margin, 90 to 95%, the blacks voted unanimously for Barack Obama. I could understand that in 2008. And that's identity politics. The same thing happened in 1960 when John F. Kennedy ran, the first Catholic, wasn't the first one to run, but the first one to be elected. Where if you were Catholic or you were Irish, you tended to vote in overwhelming majorities for John F. Kennedy. And I know what I speak because my family is largely Democrats. And so were their grandparents and parents before them. But today, the Democratic Party is selling out the American people, in particular the American workers. And it's simply a case of the labor market. When you have between 30 and 50 million illegal aliens in this country, not the 11 million number that you hear over and over and over. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a lie. Talk to anyone in the Border Patrol. They will tell you for everyone they detain at the border, we're not talking in the country, but at the border, they detain at least 3 to 5, make it across the border and disappear. Actually, they don't disappear. They make it to so-called sanctuary cities across the United States. It could be Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Arizona, California, Florida. Those are some of the states with the largest number of illegal immigrants. And of those, here's the key number to factor. And I always give this number because the big lie keeps being repeated and repeated, and people just accept it on both sides. That's the power of good propaganda. Repeat the lie over and over and over and over and over again, and people believe it. I know where they get this number, and I'm going to tear it apart in the next month or two with an article, because it's about time that the lie be documented as a lie. Because if you look at the number of apprehensions that the Border Patrol makes, remember, this is on the U.S.-Mexican border. Up until very recently, really until Obama became president, the number of apprehensions were about 1 million a year. Sometimes a little higher, sometimes a little lower, but on average around 1 million a year. So that's the one that gets detained over a year over the entire border is 1 million people. So you have at least 3 to 5 million every year not being detained. And that's the key point. And this has been going on for at least 15 years. Some would argue you'd have to take it back to 1988. I'm not doing that. I'm keeping it simple. For the last 15 years, there have been somewhere between 3 to 5 million illegal aliens coming every year. Now, the argument is about 1 million goes about out of those 3 to 5, one of the 3 to 5 will go home. Let's assume that it's the low end. 3 get in and 1 goes home. That leaves 2 that stay here. Well, 2 times, and that's 2 million. 2 million times 15 years is 30. That's why I say it's between 30 and 50 million. Now, if it's 3, it's 45 million. If it's 4, it's 60 million. I'll tell you what, it's definitely not. It's not 11 million. Now, why do I emphasize this? And why is the American people hurting? Why are wages actually going down or been flat? Why do we have such high unemployment? Because we have millions, tens of millions of illegal aliens working here, illegally working here. It's a crime. If you do not have the proper legal status to work here, you are committing a crime. Every day of the week, you go to work and work in the United States because you do not have the legal status to work. And that's not just the United States. That's the world. That's the entire world. Now, it gets worse. That's only half the problem. What do you mean? Talk to anyone that is familiar with the immigration problem. They will tell you, yes, people crossing the U.S.-Mexican border are a problem, but that's at best 50 to 60% of the problem. The other 40 to 50% are people that overstay their visas. They come into the United States either as a student, a businessman, a tourist, and they don't go back. And what happens is they get jobs here. So that's why I say the American worker is the one that's being hurt. But he has to compete in the labor market against illegal aliens. That's why your sons and daughters, your teenage sons and daughters, your college-age sons and daughters have difficulty finding full-time jobs. In the past, it was rather common and fairly easy to get a summer job. And most teenagers, when they graduated from high school or college, could easily find a job, either when they were going to school or upon graduation from high school or college. Not anymore. And who truly gets hurt here? Because the majority of these illegal aliens are unskilled. Some have skills, but the majority are unskilled, uneducated. They're not high school graduates. Some of them can't even read or write their own language. Forget about English. So the jobs they compete for are the unskilled jobs, your entry-level jobs. What am I talking about? I'm talking about janitors, maintenance personnel, groundskeepers, maids in hotels, maitre d's, busboys, cooks, meatpacking jobs, construction jobs. These are the industries that attract the most illegal aliens. You'll see it in almost any community, especially in Dallas is a sanctuary city. Not only do I see it on the college campus here, I see it in the stores that I go to. I see it in my own apartment complex. Who are the maintenance men? Usually, they're illegal aliens. Now, the game that's played by employers, because they don't want to be caught, because the employers are committing a crime when they hire illegal aliens. Whether it's enforced or not is another issue. What they tend to do is hire agencies. So if the government comes after them, they say, no, we hired from the agency. It's their responsibility to make sure this person is here illegally. Here legally. Or they just accept on the face of it fraudulent documents that are not valid, for example, Social Security cards and Texas licenses. Now, the reason I'm emphasizing this is, what do I think are going to be the major issues in the 2024 election? Number one will be jobs, J-O-B-S, a four-letter word, Vice President Biden. Not three, four, J-O-B-S. And why do I say that? The unemployment rate has been above 6% every day President Obama has been in office. Over half the time, it's been over 8%. And over a third of the time, it's been over 9%. Those are the highest unemployment rates. You have to go back to the Great Depression to get higher unemployment rates. It is by far the worst economic recovery post-war. Frankly, it's the worst economic recovery since the Great
Depression.
Who does that hurt? It hurts the American people. It hurts the American people that are unemployed. It hurts the American people that only have part-time jobs. So jobs will be issue number one. The economic policies of the Obama administration and the Democratic Party have been a disaster, starting with the stimulus package of $787 billion that didn't produce unemployment rates that by now should be under 5%, and they're still above 6%. We have still not gotten back to the highest employment level that the United States has ever had in November of 2007. We're still about 400,000 jobs less than that previous peak. Now, why jobs is going to be issue number one. Issue number two is going to be the economy. They're somewhat tied together. I think we will find out by the end of, we'll get an early indication the end of July, but a firm indication of whether or not the economy is in a recession by the end of August, before
the elections.
And I think you're going to see the second quarter be one of negative economic growth. How much? I don't know. I suspect it'll be somewhere between 0 and 2%, but it will be negative. It won't be positive. And I warn you, don't believe the advanced number because it's based on incomplete information. However, if the advanced number is definitely negative, let's say it's negative 1%, then the number, the second estimate that we get the end of August, will probably revise it even worse to a negative, let's say, 2%. I'm just using that as an example. And when you've had two consecutive quarters of worsening GDP, in other words, a shrinking GDP, negative growth, and GDP is the gross domestic product, that is a recession. And that will get people's attention. And what it means is employers will hold off hiring people. It'll be in the news. That's something you can't ignore, especially in an election year. Remember, the first quarter, the final estimate was minus 2.9%. You see, when we come out of a significant recession, which it was called the Great Recession, you should be growing at rates of 4, 5, 6%. That simply has not happened. And keep in mind the trend line for growth in the GDP over 40 to 50 year period is around 3%, 3.1%, 3.2%. And that should be the minimum. You would like to be above that trend line. For the last 2 years, we've been below that trend line. We've been going at half speed or two-thirds speed, and now we're going in reverse. And that bears directly on the job situation. So they're definitely tied together. And as the economy goes into a recession, you will see an uptick in the unemployment rates. And this should all happen just prior to the November election. Because we won't have the third quarter is July, August, and September. Well, let me see. The second quarter will be April, May, and June. We'll know the final number of that in August. And then you have July, August, and September. So the last, we would have the advance estimate for the third quarter just prior to Election Day. That may save Barack Obama. But I don't think it will, because if I'm right and you have two consecutive quarters of negative growth, there's no way the major media, namely the television networks as well as the newspapers, can ignore it. That's hard to ignore. And what is the president's answer? He wants comprehensive immigration reform. Now, if you've actually seen some of the proposals by the Democrats and the Republicans, what do they want to do? They want to legalize. Well, let me back up. The first thing they want to do is every illegal alien that's here will get legal status. That means they can work. The current law is if you're here illegally, you're removed from your place of employment or your home and you're deported to your country of origin. That is the law that's not being enforced vigorously. I'm not saying there's no enforcement, but the game is being played is apprehensions are down on the U.S.-Mexican border. Now they're really down as a result of all those children flooding in. Latest estimate is it's upwards of 60,000 and growing. If you listen to the call-ins from the U.S. Border Patrol, and they don't want to give their names, and I don't think this is someone making it up. What I've heard repeatedly is the number of 1,000 a day are coming to the United States. Now I want to clarify something because I finally think I figured this out. I first became aware of the situation of the children coming in as a result of a friend of mine asking me a question, because he knows I'm somewhat up on the topic of both legal and illegal immigration. He says, well, I have a friend that's here illegally, and she told me that she's going to bring one of her children here. And the way it works is they'll go to the U.S. border, and her child has her telephone number here in Dallas, and they will give the name of the mother and the telephone number to the Border Patrol, and then arrangements will be made to get the child to them. Now, I was a little bit more than skeptical. I said, well, I could understand if it was a U.S. citizen doing that, but I would have thought that U.S. Border Patrol, knowing they have detained an illegal alien, would go after the mother. I said, the mother needs to be careful, because if she goes down there and picks them up, she runs the definite risk of being deported. So I said, I've never heard of this. Now, this is before many of the news stories. Now it has come out in testimony and in reports that the U.S. Border Patrol is not checking who the person is that these children mention that are here in the United States. They don't know if they're a U.S. They don't check whether it's a U.S. citizen or not. And in most, if not all, cases, they're not. They're illegal aliens. Not only should the child be deported, so should be the parent that is encouraging this. But they're not checking it out. It's not even clear to me whether they're running a database on this. That's mind-boggling, but the fact that they're not even checking, that somewhat surprised me until I thought about it. You see, what the Democratic Party is trying to do is to encourage as much illegal immigration into the United States as possible. They want to make everyone here that's illegally here citizens. And the first step is you get legal status. That allows you to work, even though by current law you can't work. Now, as far as I'm concerned, once they have legal status, the game's up. The game is up. Yeah, Congress can change the law, but it's going to be a little hard. And that's the game they're playing. First legal status, then a so-called pathway to citizenship, and then they're citizens. And then they become Democratic voters, and 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5 vote for the Democratic Party. That is the game plan. Now, what's the problem with that scenario? And why I'm talking about this in the context of the elections? Who is really being ignored here? Working Americans, especially young working Americans, that are having difficulties finding jobs, and even when they can find jobs, the wages have been more or less flat or declining. That's who's been hurt here. It's the American worker, especially the young American worker, that has been hurt. And the Democratic Party, they have pollsters and they know that. They are losing the white American worker vote big time, as well as the young vote. And I mean young, between 18 and roughly 28. They made a strong effort, at least in 2008, to get the young vote. But the young vote is wising up to the fact that they've been had, because the Democratic Party really doesn't care about young workers. They care about increasing the number of Democrats, and that means increasing the number of illegal aliens that eventually become citizens. That's why they keep pushing and pushing and pushing for comprehensive immigration reform, when poll after poll after poll says the majority of Americans, 2/3 to 3/4 or more, do not favor illegal immigration at all. Now, let me add one thing that I haven't talked about. What about legal immigration? And how does that affect the job situation? What this comprehensive immigration bill would do was increase the number of legal immigrants, where today it's about 1 million, and most Americans simply are unaware of that, 1 million legal immigrants a year, or 10 million over the next 10 years. That's under existing law. They want to increase it by 2 to 3 times that, another additional 20 million legal immigrants. What do you think that's going to do to the job situation of the American worker? Yes, it's simply a matter of supply and demand. And when you dramatically increase the supply of both illegal aliens and legal aliens, what do you think is going to happen to wages? What do you think is going to happen to competition in the job market? That's why big businesses, as well as medium and small businesses, it's not confined to the big ones, but the big ones are really pushing this. That's what they want. Do they care about the American voter? Do they care about the American worker? Sadly, ladies and gentlemen, both parties do not. Because if they cared about the American worker, they should make it a campaign issue. And I think it is going to become a campaign issue. Not in every district or Senate race, but it should become an issue. Because it's the American citizen that is being given the shaft here. It's the American citizen, born, raised, educated, does well in high school, goes to college, and then can't find the job. And it's not just on the unskilled labor. What many of your large companies, especially those in the software industry, but they're not the only ones, are pushing for these H-1B visas and increasing the number of legal immigration. In other words, they're trying to get more legal immigrants that have the skill sets that they need. In other words, they're software programmers and developers, for example. That is what's happening in Washington, D.C. I call these people the political elitist establishment. And those are the leadership of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to decide whether your congressman or congresswoman, your senator, do they really have your interest at heart, your family's interest at heart, your children and grandchildren's interest at heart? Because many of these politicians, I call them the P's, the political elitist establishment, simply don't. Because they know they can get away with it because most people simply don't follow politics. Many people don't want to hear anything about politics, even though it's dramatically affecting their ability to earn a living. And if comprehensive immigration reform were to go through, the biggest victims of that will be the American people that were born here, raised here, and educated here. Today, both political parties seem to have more concern for illegal aliens that are criminals than law-abiding Americans. I find that not only sad, I find that pathetic. And what the American people are looking for are politicians that will not only raise this issue, but argue against comprehensive immigration reform. Notice how few politicians today will say the D word. What's the D word? Deportation. In all other countries in the world, as well as in the past in the United States, if you were here illegally, you were deported. That's the way it was, and that's the way it should be. But we have two political parties that have more interest in expanding and keeping their political party power than they do in the will and the needs and the wants of the American people. That's how out of touch both political parties are. And they're selling out their political base. Generally, the blacks are totally unaware of what's going on. Sad to say. I hope they wake up in time. They are being sold out big time. Some are slowly and surely saying, hey, wait a minute. You seem to be more concerned about these children than about the children that live in my neighborhood. Or the children or teenagers that can't find a job. Yeah, they are. Especially the Democratic Party, but also the Republican Party. Now, it's easy to explain the Democratic Party, because they believe, and I think they're right, that if some form of comprehensive immigration reform is eventually passed, 30 to 50 million illegal aliens will become citizens, and most of those people will become Democrats. And once that happens, the Republicans can forget about controlling the House, the Senate, or the presidency. In other words, the American people have been sold out so the Democratic Party can maintain their power. Now, the Republicans are not much better. What's in it for the Republicans? If they had any brains, they wouldn't be for this, but they're a significant segment of the leadership, both in the Senate and the House, are for comprehensive immigration reform. Why? Money, folks. Money. Because not only does the U.S. Chamber and the Wall Street Journal support open borders, but you have significant segments of the business community that give large contributions to congressmen, senators, and presidential candidates. And they want cheap, compliant labor. So even though it would mean that their own party would most likely, and it's not going to happen overnight, it probably would take 10, 15, maybe even 20 years. But 10 to 20 years from now, for all practical purposes, you have a one-party government, and that will be the Democratic Party. That is the plan of the Democratic Party. Now, what can throw a monkey wrench into this? First of all, if the American people wise up, wake up, wise up, and vote these SOBs out. And that's what they are. They're traitors to their own American people. They're betraying their oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution. Do I need to remind you? Right in the Constitution, one of the responsibilities of the federal government is to protect the states from invasion. 30 to 50 million illegal aliens over a 15 to 20 year period coming across the border or overstaying their visa is an invasion, a massive invasion. And unfortunately, our leadership, we've been sold out. And that's why you need to become wise as to what the issues are and how your politicians, where they stand. And you also have a problem. Some will say one thing and do the other. In other words, they lie. Are they going to admit what they're doing? Come on. But you got to cut across. A good example is Barack Obama. He talks a good game. You would think he's for the black American worker. Oh, he is? He wants more legal immigration, more illegal immigration. He wants more Planned Parenthood, namely abortions of blacks. Who does this hurt? And he also wants to raise the minimum wage that benefits the unions. It doesn't benefit teenagers, and especially black teenagers that are looking for their first-time job when you raise the minimum wage. Historically, the biggest advocates of raising the minimum wage have not been blacks. They've been unions that are trying to keep blacks out of the workforce and getting a job. Yet, who does Barack Obama, what does he support? Repeatedly, the minimum wage, minimum wage. And you have people, good intentioned people, oh, we need a living wage. Try to live on zero if you can't find a job. Try it. Very difficult to live on zero, because what happens is you become dependent on the government. And that's another objective of the Democratic Party, to make you dependent on them where you have no choice. I think we're going to have a wave election in 2014. The American people are going to come out because the issues are jobs. And even if you have a job, it's job security. And another issue will be Obamacare that is causing more and more people not to be able to find a full-time jobs because employers can avoid having to pay health insurance by making a significant number of their workforce part-timers. It's no accident that most of the jobs being created today are part-time jobs. That's not the way it used to be. But as a direct result of government intervention into the health insurance market and dictating what these plans have to have, people are totally against Obamacare. The majority of American people don't like it. They can't stand it. We're talking about 2 out of 3 people. There are people that support it. I'm not saying everybody is against it. It actually does benefit some people. If you don't not making a living, yes, the expansion of Medicaid, and that's free coverage from the government, benefits you. You might be happy about that until you try to get a specialist or a good doctor to help you. Because most specialists and good doctors won't take Medicaid patients. I didn't say every doctor. But most of them won't. So it's a false sense of security. Ladies and gentlemen, the answer is good paying jobs and politicians that are advocating policies that expand the growth rate to above 3%, that encourages business formation and capital formation. Because it's in the private sector, it is amongst new small businesses where the jobs, the incomes, and the wealth is created. It's not the government. So I think you're going to see a backlash against the Democratic Party. It'll be focused on the jobs, the economy, Obamacare, and illegal immigration. And they're all tied together. And I haven't mentioned anything. Those are all domestic issues, even though I'm very much concerned with the security aspects of open borders, which have been ignored, which I might get into tomorrow. So that's what I believe will be the political issues in the midterm 2014 elections. And those politicians of either party that will run on that will run truly supporting the American worker. In other words, being against illegal immigration, against actually controlling legal immigration and reducing it from 1 million jobs to under 500,000. And yes, the D word, we need to deport the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens that are here, that are taking the jobs that in the past Americans have done and still do today. Those are jobs, folks, and those should be going to your children and grandchildren, their first or second job up the career ladder as they improve themselves. So if I'm right about the economy and it goes into a recession, and I think we're still seeing the flood of children across the border, it's hard to deny that. Now, the problem is your major media are not covering this. They're trying to ignore it. If we go into a recession, you won't see many stories on it. You'll see a few, but not many. And will they discuss what's happening to the American worker? I doubt it, because they should be, and they're not. And they're not because they're big supporters of Barack Obama and the Democratic Party. And what you're going to see is a big turnout of white voters, white Christian voters, in 2014. And you're going to see a lot of teenagers, hopefully both black and white, young people, people 18 or above, the 18 to 28, the young voter, the young workers come out because they haven't seen the good times. All they've seen is Barack Obama's failed economic policies. It hasn't helped them. If anything, it's made it a lot worse. And it could actually get much worse if what they want to do to the American people actually gets passed. I'm on this issue for a reason. The conventional wisdom today is immigration reform is dead. But between now and the August recess, something could be pushed through at the last minute. Now, that is fading as more and more children from Central America cross the border. But it could happen. I don't rule it out, because they're under pressure to get some form of comprehensive immigration reform passed this year. And if it doesn't happen now, it'll happen between after the election and through January. So I'm alerting you to what's happening. These people are persistent. The Democrats are not going to give up on this. They've sold out the American worker. What they're trying to do is to increase their political base, as well as, and their major supporters are the unions. Other than government unions, union membership has gone down, down, and down. Part of the problem is more and more manufacturing has gone abroad. So one way to increase both their political base and the unions increase their base is to unionize, as well as make sure they register as Democrats, the illegal aliens that today should be deported and not. Neither party uses the D word very often, but that needs to be shouted. If you want a job, deport the illegal aliens. If you want a raise, deport the illegal aliens. If you want a reduction in crime, deport the illegal aliens. Now, what I started to say and didn't finish the thought, President Obama in June of 2012 went on the Rose Garden lawn and gave the details of the deferred action for children of arrivals, DACA, that it wasn't a permanent amnesty. It was a 2-year period where they would not deport children of illegal aliens. And I remind you, the parents of these children should be deported, and when they are, the children go with them. They don't stay here. That's what should be done, and that's the law of the land. But remember, it was an election year, and this was really an attempt to woo the Hispanic vote, especially those of the illegal aliens. Now, what happened? And why suddenly do we have this surge of illegal immigrants, largely children, when I say children, teenagers? About 40%, a little over 40%, are 15 to under 18, and another 40% are between 10 and 14, and approximately 20% are adults, primarily from Central America. Well, the drug cartel, would like to expand its operations into every major city in the United States. It's good for business for them to sell drugs in the United States, and they need people to distribute these drugs in the United States. Now, you've probably heard the figure between $3,000 to $6,000 is the going rate to have a coyote take you across the border. Now, because many of these people, these children, are children of illegal aliens that are already here, they have the money as a result of working here. Remember, they send a large amount, billions, tens of billions of dollars in remittances every year to their country of origin, primarily Mexico and the Central American countries. But the going rate is between $3,000 to $6,000, and you can pay those coyotes to send or guide your son and daughter into the United States. What happens if you don't have the money? Or what happens if you don't have a parent here? Well, the cartels have a deal for you. Remember, they're branching out into the human, they're already branched out into the human trafficking business. Okay, you work for us for a year. What do you think they're going to be doing in that year? Some of them will be working at so-called legitimate jobs, illegally working, but working. But a lot of those teenagers, especially the teenagers, what do you think they're going to be doing across the United States? Bingo, they're going to be selling drugs. Only a year, but remember, they're not adults, so they teenagers, illegal aliens, teenagers. They'll be selling drugs. To who? Oh, your children, American citizens, your sons and daughters. You got to connect the dots. You got to pay attention. It doesn't, by coincidence, suddenly thousands, tens of thousands of children from Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala suddenly get up and decide. They wake up and say, I'm going to the United States. No, it doesn't happen that way. They have relatives. They have their mothers, their fathers, their aunts and uncles say, come to America because the president has given you permission to come and you can be an American citizen. I know, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what President Obama said, but that's not the point. The unintended consequences of what he said is the cartels make a lot of money trafficking. If the person has the money, fine. They'll take it. If they don't, they'll use them in their own operations for a year. See, that's what you get when you have a president that doesn't read the Constitution, doesn't understand the Constitution, because the Constitution is very clear. It is the Congress that legislates, that makes the law. It is the president that executes it, or in this case, fails to execute it. He shouldn't have done what he did in June of 2012, and he was criticized for it, and rightly criticized for it, and one of the consequences is exactly what we're having today, more and more illegal immigration, and not enforcing the existing laws, and a decline in the apprehensives even at the border. Now, what you also need to understand, and this is, I'm somewhat guilty of this, there's a lot of focus on border security, securing the borders. We need a fence. We need a well-patrolled fence. We need a road. Ideally, we need a double fence with a road that's well-patrolled, with sensors, with cameras, with drones, with helicopters. We need to secure the border. Virtually all politicians will say that. Will they vote the money for it? Half of them won't. They won't. I'm for secure borders. Will you fund it? Nope. That's what happened several years ago. They'd go on the House or the Senate for, I'm for the double fence. We need to complete the fence. And then when there's a separate bill that actually funds it, they don't do it. Or if the president gets elected and he stops it. Yeah, we need to do that. We need to secure the borders to stop the illegal immigration here. But that's just part of it. And actually why an important part, and really the high priority should be given to that, where are the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens that are here? Are they on the fence? No, they're not. They're in Dallas. They're in Houston. They're in Fort Worth. They're all over Texas, all over the Southwest, and all over New Jersey, New York, Illinois, California, Washington, Georgia, North Carolina. Those are just some of the top 10. See, it's in the, once you get across, if you make it across, you're not detained, you're not arrested, what happens? You're more or less home free. Your chances of being deported are slim and none, virtually zero. Why? ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, doesn't have the people, the prosecutors, the investigators, to go after these people. And there's virtually no enforcement of the employers that are hiring these people. So why it's great to have vigorous, a large U.S. Border Patrol with resources and a fence, a double fence with a road, which we don't have, which we do not have. Yes, we have fence in certain areas, but it needs to be well patrolled. If you just built a double fence and a road and that's it, that's a failure. That's a waste of money because you get a ladder or you get some clippers and you either dig under it, you can dig under it, through it, over it. It has to be well patrolled. That's the only way you're ever going to stop illegal immigration. But you have the second step. The people that actually make it through, even if we had the double fence, need to be deported. And they're not 11 million of them, they're 30 to 50 million. And what they're trying to do is raise the number of legal immigrants from 1 million to 2 million to eventually 3 million. That's what your P's, the political elitist establishment, are doing. They're peeing on the American people. I call them for short the urinators. The urinators of the Democratic Party, and sadly to say, many in the Republican Party. They have sold out the American people. They have betrayed their oath of office. They don't care about the people. They care more about power and their party than the general welfare of the American citizen. It is a disgrace, ladies and gentlemen, a disgrace. And the American people will push back. There will be a backlash. What we need is leaders. We need candidates. We need spokesmen to get the message out, and don't sugarcoat it. My test is very simple. If a candidate is unwilling to use the deportation word and insists on the enforcement of the immigration laws, forget about amnesty, forget about legal status, forget about comprehensive immigration reform, forget about increasing the number of guest workers or H-1B visas, forget about it. Until the American people are fully and completely employed with good-paying jobs, I don't want to hear one word about illegal aliens and the need for them to come out of the shadows. What a crock. They're out of the shadows. They are working throughout Dallas. And Dallas, I'm just located in Dallas. It's through the United States. And what's sad to say, these drug cartels want to expand their operations and are expanding their operations throughout the country. No one seems to raise that question. Where do they think they get their drug dealers, the people distributing these drugs? If you think we have a drug problem now, what do you think we're going to have when all these illegal aliens are here and they have gangs in every city in the United States and these gangs are distributing drugs? It's already here. And what follows? Corruption. Corruption follows. Bribery of judges, the police, the attorneys, the politicians. It's here, folks. It's just not talked about because it's not politically correct to question the policies of Barack Obama, because if you do, you're a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I'm an American, and I'm saddened by the wholesale sellout of the American people by the political class that should know better. We have an expression in Texas, dance with the one who brought you. That's the problem. They're not dancing with the person that brought them. They're dancing with the illegal aliens. They're dancing with the drug cartel. They're dancing with the true racist in these countries. This is the wholesale sellout of the American people by a fifth column, both in the Democratic Party and in the Republican Party. The sellout of the American people. Shame on them. And the American people need a vote out of office come November 4th, 2014. Forget whether they have a D or an R after their name. You're going to have to stand up, look at them, check them out to see, do they have your interest at heart? And sad to say, the majority of these politicians don't. That's why I call them the urinators. They're peeing on the American people. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk. I'm the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You have been listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.